I'm Elisha, and I'm a Kenyan citizen, currently staying in Nakuru County, Naivasha sub-county. Okay, I just want to shed some lights on how this disease called COVID-19 or coronavirus has affected me. Me personally, personal life, my surrounding, and my workplace. First and foremost, in terms of surrounding, since the disease entered our country, we have been in a very tight situation. First, in terms of movement, the government, maybe they saw that the transmission of this disease most of the cases occur during night time. And they said that at night people do not adhere or abide with the precautions which were provided by the government, which is hand wash and maybe wearing mask. So they did introduce a curfew, meaning no one should be found outside his house past 7 p.m. So the surrounding past 7 p.m., you should not be found loitering around. And even when you are from work, your workplace, you are being forced to leave before that time so that you can catch up with the curfew. Second, in terms of work, my place of work, as I can just say, in Kenya, where I live in Naivasha, most of the companies are flower farms, and they do grow flowers. I am working in one of the flower farms in Naivasha, and since the disease entered the country, not the country itself, but I think as you are aware, it is just a crisis in the whole world. And the flowers, a place where they used to sell our flowers in the world market, in Netherlands, I think in Netherlands, England, there were some countries do block the boundaries, making it difficult for a flight to get in or go outside. So most of the farms, flower farms, have been closed, and some people have been given compulsory leave and paid leave. You are being absent at your workplace without being paid, and it has created a lot of anxiety. That one in terms of work. And even me personally, where I'm working, there's a problem, and we were told at any given time the company must be closed down, might be closed down. So we are in a dilemma. A place where I work, there's no happiness at all. As you are aware, that the precautions for fighting this disease, one of it is to wash your hands. Second is you have to abide with the social distance, meaning, and we did not do survey of such kind of things. You cannot sit next to someone. You have to give at least 1.5 meters. Plus mask, you have to wear your mask, and these masks are not being provided with the government. you have to buy them yourself. And since most of the people have lost their jobs, even how they can handle this, this money of buying the mask is a problem. Not only that, since it is in the demand of mask is high and the supply is low, so that is also a challenge for you to get that mask. It is expensive and getting it is also an issue. So the disease has brought us we are in a very critical condition, and we only say that God is the only God who will take us through this. If I can just say some of the measures that the government has brought into place since this disease, because in Kenya right now the cases of COVID-19 has reached the people affected are 160, the recovered are 4, if I'm not wrong, and those who have died are 6. So there are some, let's say, the lockdown itself has not been introduced, but if at all the government will introduce this lockdown, it will bring a lot of confusion, because you did not used to it, and most of Kenyans, they depend on their daily activity. In fact, for someone to get something to eat, he has to go outside and work for it. So we might find ourselves in a very awkward position or awkward stage. Besides of me being an employee of one of the flower farm in Naivasha, I also do fish, because I'm just staying next to the lake, a place where I stay, and the lake is not far. So I've been affected also in terms of, once you have made some catch, and we used to sell it in Nairobi. Nairobi is the capital city of Kenya. And yesterday, the president himself, since the cases of COVID-19, the affected areas, Nairobi has been affected seriously. And the government is trying to control the movement of people of Nairobi. So the government has just introduced a very stern warning. And as from now, there's nobody allowed to enter into Nairobi or to go outside Nairobi. So people of Nairobi are just confined there. And the fish we used to catch, we used to take to Nairobi for our sale. So the traders cannot access, they are not allowed to access to Nairobi to make some, sell the fish there. So that one is also a big issue. As for now, that is all what I can say about this disease called COVID-19. And it has brought to us a very sad situation. Thank you.